News release.
Niagara College.
On the third of 6 days of Niagara College's spring convocation, nearly 1,000 students from the schools of media, trades and technology crossed the stage, many going on to lucrative careers to help solve the skilled trades crisis. You've learned many lessons here at NC as you've trained for your careers in industries and sectors that are critical to our province and country's future, and are driving our world forward and supporting our communities, said College President Sean Kennedy in his address to graduates. In an increasingly digital world where AI is changing how we work and live, remember that nothing can replace the magic of human connection. A shining example to grads, Wendy Wing, Senior Vice President of Finance and Administration at Rankin Construction, received an honorary degree in Applied Studies, Business Administration at the afternoon ceremony. Wing, a prominent Niagara business leader with over 30 years of experience at Rankin Construction, and former chair of NC's Board of Governors, took to the stage to address graduates. She was joined in the audience by her parents, Tom and Beth Rankin, and other family members. Wing described the award as an incredible honor. I am thrilled to accept this honor, but I know I wouldn't be here without my family and our team at Rankin. I am also so grateful to Niagara College. Wing was granted an honorary degree in Applied Studies, Business Administration for her significant business and community accomplishments, her ongoing and steadfast support of Niagara College and our students, and for her generous sharing of knowledge and leadership. Wendy and her family are valued supporters and advocates of Niagara College, contributing to student success by funding scholarships and awards and by helping to expand and improve campus so that students have the best teaching, learning and gathering spaces, said Kennedy. I believe it's a great time to be joining the workforce in beautiful Niagara. There are exciting projects on the horizon here, said Wing, noting the various industry investments and construction projects to support our rapidly growing population. Wing inspired graduates to leverage the resilience they developed as NC students to overcome challenges. You will hit potholes, detours, road closures, and construction crews that will force you to recalculate your route, but I can assure you that you will be speeding down the straightaways, and don't be afraid of that journey. Be brave. Dean's Award winners. Wednesday's ceremonies also celebrated three outstanding graduates who earned the Dean's Academic Awards, presented to students who achieved the highest GPA in their academic schools. Jordan DeMarcantonio of Stony Creek, who graduated from computer programming, received the Dean's Award for the School of Media. Transferring to NC during his third year at university, DeMarcantonio sought practical experience to better prepare him for his career as an IT systems assistant with the Ministry of Transportation of Ontario. A graduate of the Carpentry and Renovation Technician Program, Manuel Felipe Perez Flores from Chile was the Dean's Award winner, School of Trades. A freelance architect in his home country, Flores was drawn to learn from Canadian carpenters and woodworkers at NC to improve his skill as a designer and contribute to Niagara's economy as a skilled tradesperson. He completed his co-op as a project manager with Empire Communities and also volunteered for various projects including a custom display for NC's signature fundraising gala. Blake Chambers of Stevensville graduated from the Computer Systems Technician, Network and Cloud Technologies program receiving the Dean's Award from the School of Technology. Chambers will put his knowledge of enterprise-grade networking equipment and software to the test in pursuit of industry certification. Grad Spotlights. Bright Futures. Graduates from NC's photography program had another reason to celebrate. Six graduating students were recognized in the Applied Arts 2024 Student Awards, an esteemed international photography competition. Alana Ransom of St. Catharines graduated with honors from the Mechanical Techniques General Machining program. She already has the career of her dreams lined up as an apprentice at DM Precision, a CNC machine shop in Dunville. Anastasia Slavka from Kyiv, Ukraine graduated from the Computer Programming and Analysis, Co-op, program with the hands-on experience she'll need to succeed in a technology-driven world. During her program, Slavka was a member of NC's Women in Tech Club.
As a research assistant, Slavka developed VR applications with Soil Optics, where she has since transitioned into a full-time role as front-end developer. Graduating students in the college's broadcasting, radio, television and film production program worked behind the scenes orchestrating the convocation livestream before taking the stage and stepping into the spotlight. Niagara College Spring 2024 Convocation Ceremonies. NC's spring convocation will continue until June 15, celebrating a record number of 5,500 graduates across 12 ceremonies held at the Welland campus in the Simply Financial Athletic Center. To view the full schedule and list of programs graduating within each school, visit the Ceremony Schedule section of Niagara College's convocation website. All ceremonies will be live-streamed and available for later viewing. For more information, visit niagaracollege.ca/convocation.